Frank Chavis, founder of Baystar Restaurant Group, based in Indian Rocks Beach, had a suggestion for the governor.
I want you to get Anderson Cooper on St. Pete Beach or Clearwater Beach. I'm sure there's some hotels out there. Get him out there for a week and let him tell that our beaches are clean.
The national media's portrayal of the Sunshine State as an oil-saturated wasteland seemed to permeate the discussion. Bob Clifford, president and CEO of the Clearwater Regional Chamber of Commerce, said hotels in his area have seen a drastic reduction in occupancy because of the disaster.
We've already lost the summer European market. We're down 65% to 70%. Europeans will not travel here because of the risk involved.
Sarasota Mayor Kelly Kirshner said that city is faring slightly better. Still, he said, two recent polls show that shortly after the gusher started, not many people were concerned, but that now that number is high.
It changed from 35% said it was having a serious impact on whether or not they would come to the west coast of Florida. We've already seen the impact. We've documented at least 700 reservations of room nights have been canceled as a result.
State Representative Leonard Bembry said tax revenues of all kinds are also likely to drop in the wake of the disaster.
Every taxing authority in Florida is going to feel the pressure from that because, first of all, we're down in sales tax revenues will be caused from that. We'll be down in bed taxes for counties. And ultimately next year, our ad valorem will be affected.
State Senator Mike Fasano, a Republican from Newport Richey, who supports a constitutional amendment banning oil drilling in Florida's waters, said given the fact that tourism pulls $65 million annually into Florida's economy, the impetus needs to be on the national press to show that most of the state has no oil on its beaches.
We need to start challenging our national media. I hear from people all over the United States, and I've had a friend who was over in Europe, and all they heard and saw was that Florida was just overwhelmed with oil along all of its beaches, when we know that's absolutely not true.
Governor Crist said Florida doesn't have the budget to do this on its own since BP turned down his recent request for additional advertising dollars.
I asked them for $50 million more last week. They rejected it yesterday. Now, to say I'm disappointed would be an understatement. But we're going to try again.
Meanwhile, Crist has called a special legislative session to discuss putting a constitutional amendment banning drilling in state waters on the November ballot.
I think it's very important, at a minimum, to give the people of this state the opportunity to vote on this important issue of whether or not they want to have drilling off the coast of our Sunshine State. My belief is they probably do not. The people don't. But I think we ought to at least allow them, the voters, to have the opportunity to weigh in on this very important issue.
The St. Petersburg Times reports that supporters of such a measure are concerned that some Republican lawmakers may try to block the proposed amendment. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.